Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A mix of clouds and sun today, with daytime highs approaching 55. Lows dip down to about 34. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Highs level off around 58. Tomorrow, mainly clear. Sunshine expected Wednesday, with daytime highs approaching 61. 50 Thursday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 36 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier with kickoff of 2026. That means election year, with midterm elections coming up in November, and with new laws taking effect in the state of Kansas as of January 1st, there will be a change to the election season, including cutting off that three-day grace period for mail-in ballots. As of January 1st, ballots will only be counted for those that are received as of election night.
This is a big change. We've always had a three-day grace period from election day. We can accept mail ballots that were postmarked on or before election day for up to 3 days, which is basically 7 p.m. the Friday following the election day. Beginning January 1st, we no longer can accept mail ballots after 7 p.m. on election night.
That audio from KSN News, where Senate Bill 4 was passed during the state legislative session last year, requiring that advanced voting ballots be received by 7 p.m. on election night. Governor Kelly had vetoed the bill and sent it back to the state legislature, who overrode the bill at the end of the session.
This December, Rusty Egg Ford is turning the savings all the way up. Shop our huge inventory of over 700 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Lease a 2025 Mustang EcoBoost, Mach-E Select, Escape Active, or Bronco Sport Big Ben for just $399 a month with zero down. That's right, $399 a month, zero down. Or go big with 0% financing up to 66 months, zero down payment, and no payments for 90 days. A select 2025 Escape, Mach-E, Explorer, F-150, Lightning, Super Duty, RCSC, and Transit van models. So what are you waiting for? Hurry to Rusty Egg Ford or shop anytime at RustyEggFord.com. Ford FlexBuy with approved credit. See dealer for details.
Over the New Year's weekend, the Trump administration has officially released the latest numbers about how much farmers will be receiving from the latest $12 billion package to help relieve the farming and agricultural industry. As KSN News reports, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, they did release those figures over the weekend, saying that soybean farmers have been one of the hardest hit agricultural sectors in the nation, with the ongoing trade war with the nation of China after they've stopped buying American crops due to the tariff discussions. U.S. Department of Agriculture has announced that soybean farmers will be receiving $30.88 per acre, while corn farmers will be receiving $44.36 per acre, with sorghum farmers in the nation and the state of Kansas receiving $48.11 an acre. They say that amount is based on the USDA's formula on cost of production. Many farmers across the state of Kansas say they are grateful for the relief. However, they say the aid will not solve all of their problems as they continue to deal with the soaring cost of fertilizer, seed, and labor that's making it hard for farmers to turn a profit.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire expert. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it's official for the first child born in the year of 2026 in the state of Nebraska after a battle between hospitals in Lincoln and the city of Omaha. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports, the family from Lincoln, Nebraska was the first family to have their child for 2026 after giving birth to their baby girl at the Bryant Health System, where the baby girl was born officially at 12:21 a.m. on New Year's morning, weighing 8 pounds, 7 ounces, and 19 inches tall, making it the first baby born in 2026 between the two cities. And the record was held after the mother ended up walking more than 26,000 steps that put her into the delivery.
My contractions were coming when I would walk, and that's it. Anytime I stopped walking, they would kind of subside. So we walked like 28,000 steps, and that's how we got her out.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Bad driving habits are hard to break, but good driving habits are easy to form, especially when they can lead to a discount on your auto insurance. With Farm Bureau Financial Services, the safer you drive, the more you save. Drivers like you are saving an average of $321 per vehicle. So, buckle up, learn more, and find an agent at fbfs.com/save. Individual savings results may vary. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last week approved 3-year extensions of a neighborhood revitalization and infill housing programs. That following a public hearing with no comments coming forward. Year-end balance transfers were approved, including $500,000 from Road and Bridge to the Special Road and Bridge Fund, $250,000 from Road and Bridge to the Special Machinery Fund, $20,000 from Emergency Management to the Capital Outlay Fund, $75,000 from the Sheriff's Budget to the Sheriff's Special Capital Outlay, $30,000 from the Election Fund to Election Equipment Reserve, and $4,000 from the Motor Vehicle Operation to Motor Vehicle Equipment Fund. A motion was passed eliminating the part-time position in the County Appraiser's Office. Washington County Commissioners continued discussion of funding a countywide ambulance service, with Emergency Management Director Randy Hubbard suggesting a 1% countywide sales tax, which he said could generate some $600,000 annually. Establishing a budget is among items for consideration. Noting that this is not an every year thing, commissioners approved declaring last Friday a paid holiday for employees after earlier in the year designating both Christmas Eve and Christmas Day paid holidays. Discussion included the fact Friday after Christmas had been declared a day off for federal employees. Nemahal County commissioners last week voted to approve a contract for micro-surfacing a 5.5-mile stretch of Old Highway 9, which will serve as a test strip alternative to chip and sealing. Transfer of $50,000 to the law enforcement fund was approved, with half from capital outlay and the balance from the courthouse general fund, with the stipulation the general fund is to be reimbursed first with any remaining funds this year. The sheriff had requested the additional funds due to unexpected shortfalls this year. Gage County Board of Supervisors at last week's meeting discussed the tourism and visitors improvement grants and allowances, which will be voted on at the next meeting. These include $50,000 for Beatrice Youth Recreation for the Hannibal Park Ball Field Initiative and $25,000 for Beatrice Community Players for exterior wall repairs of a theater and facility updates. No action was taken on a resolution for Gage County Economic Development Funds, which were also discussed, and the board presented a plaque to County Attorney Roger Harris wishing him well upon his retirement. Kansas Department of Transportation will close K-13 north of Manhattan this week from just south of Tuttle Creek Road to the U.S. 24 roundabout for a culvert box replacement. Two marked detours will be in place on U.S. 24 during the closure, and local routes may also provide traffic access during construction, which is expected to continue through the spring. For additional information, go online to candrive.gov or call 511. A fire in downtown Beatrice early Saturday morning gutted a building adjacent to the Black Crow restaurant. The call on court at South 4th Street came in just after 8 a.m. with a large amount of smoke reported. Contained nearly an hour later, the main building, which was unoccupied, sustained heavy smoke damage, and an adjacent building had light smoke damage with estimates ranging to $100,000. Extent of damage to the Black Crow restaurant not reported. A house fire in Beatrice was reported early Friday morning, shortly before 4 a.m. at 2nd and Franklin Streets in South Beatrice. Damage extensive to the single-story home with attached garage. A female occupant escaped safely but was checked for smoke inhalation. Investigation continues as to the cause of the fire. A Gage County man was killed Friday morning in a single vehicle accident a mile west of Sterling in Johnson County. Shortly before 1:30 a.m., 74-year-old James Young of Adams lost control and died from injuries sustained. Investigation into the accident continues. Keith Flower, age 63, of Cedar Rapids, Iowa, passed away December 29th, and a graveside service was held Saturday, 11 a.m. at Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley's was in charge for Keith Flower. Darlene L. Mullenbrink, age 90, of Bremen, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10:30, from Emanuel Hermansburg Lutheran Church, rural Bremen. Burial of the church cemetery. Family visitation Monday, 5 until 7 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Darlene Moldenbrink. Francis T. Blecka, age 82, of Pawnee City, passed away Thursday. Mass of Christian burial Tuesday, 10:30, from St. Anthony's Catholic Church at Steiner, interment in the church cemetery. Rosary Tuesday at 10 a.m. with a visitation Monday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Monday, 5 until 7. Quarry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Francis Blecka.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank. We deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Several of the area schools returned to classes today. Those exceptions, Marysville, Hanover, and there was one other that had no classes today. Washington County, they've got in-service days. They will resume classes on Tuesday. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken strips with a biscuit, baked beans, Brussels sprouts, and blushing pears. Tomorrow, lasagna with garlic bread, salad, sliced pineapple cake. KNDY News Time is 7:15.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny skies today with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Staying partly cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. Staying sunny as we head into Tuesday with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Then mostly clear skies throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the lower to mid 30s. Sunshine throughout Wednesday with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Then partly cloudy skies into Wednesday night with our lows in the lower to mid 30s. A slight chance for some rain showers throughout Thursday, mostly cloudy and a bit cooler with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Then some rain showers are possible on a Thursday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Rain and snow showers continue off and on throughout Friday, mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. And more rain and snow may be possible early Friday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Some sunshine throughout Saturday with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s, and mostly clear skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early January 46, record high on this date 71. The average low 23 and the record low is 1 degree. Sunrise this morning 7:34, sunset this evening at 5:03. It's 35 degrees ahead of sunrise. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 5th of January. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
The book is now closed on the regular season. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Week 18 deciding the NFL's playoff picture. It's now fully developed. Steelers captured the AFC North last night in the final game of the regular season. They survived for a 26-24 win. Four lead changes in the fourth quarter, three of them in the final 4 minutes, but Ravens kicker Tyler Loop misses what would have been a game-winning 44-yard field goal at the gun. With that miss, the Ravens season is over.
We did all that, man, to come up short, bro, you know? Devastating. Furious. All type of, I don't know. I'm everywhere with it right now.
Quarterback Lamar Jackson, he and the Ravens eliminated. Steelers capture the division. They will host Houston for a Monday Night Football game a week from today. Texans beat the Colts on a field goal with 12 seconds left. The one seed in the AFC goes to the Broncos. They beat the Chargers 19-3. Coach Sean Payton.
When people ask, like, all right, what's the benefit of the one seed? Many will say it's the rest. I personally think it's the elimination of a game that you don't have to play.
Chargers, meanwhile, with the loss, the seven seed, they get the Patriots, who beat the Dolphins 38-10. Jaguars steamroll the Titans 41-7. They capture the AFC South. They'll host Buffalo Sunday. Bills close out a high mark, 35-8 route of the Jets. They become the first team in NFL history with zero interceptions in a season. NFC South goes to the Panthers as a result of the Falcons beating the Saints. Atlanta then fires coach Raheem Morris. Lions get a game-winning field goal and beats the Bears. Chicago's still the two seed because the Eagles lose to Washington. Giants beat Dallas. Raiders wind up with the number one pick. Browns beat the Bengals. Myles Garrett gets his 23rd sack, giving him the single-season record. NBA, the Lakers get 36 from Luka Doncic. They rally to beat the Grizzlies 120-114. Suns beat the Thunder 108-105. OKC has a four-game win streak comes to an end. Penguins a fifth straight win. Sidney Crosby assists on the game tying goal in the closing seconds. Scores the game winner in overtime to beat Columbus.
Ready to order?
Yes. We're earning unlimited 3% cash back on dining and entertainment with the Capital One Saver Card. So, let's just get one of everything.
Everything?
Fire everything. The Capital One Saver Card is at table 27, and they're earning unlimited 3% cash back.
Yes, Chef!
This is so nice.
Had a feeling you'd want 3% cash back on dessert.
Ooh, tiramisu!
Earn unlimited 3% cash back on dining and entertainment with the Capital One Saver Card. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Meet Lee Platts, a renter whose possessions fill not only her apartment, but also the darkest corners of a mini storage unit. A land of both truth and fiction. Truth, everything inside is protected by Progressive. Fiction, one day Lee will fit into her clothes from senior year of high school. Renters, Discover coverage for what you love and what you can't get rid of in Progressive's Protection Zone. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers.
Marysville Bulldog Basketball at Centralia Monday. Girls and boys action live on AM 1570, FM 94.1, on air, online, and on our free mobile app.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Investors head into the first full week of the year, sizing up this weekend's military action in Venezuela and what it might mean for the markets. Futures suggest a higher opening after the Dow and S&P posted gains on Friday. The NASDAQ lost a fraction. Among energy stocks, U.S. oil companies soared in pre-market trade overnight. After the capture of Venezuela's Nicolas Maduro, President Trump says U.S. investment in the South American country is a core objective of his administration. Some of the world's biggest automakers released their 2025 full-year sales figures today. Industry analysts anticipated 2% overall rise from 2024, but warned that tariffs and economic uncertainty might blunt the numbers this year. A class-action lawsuit accuses McDonald's of misleading customers into believing the fan-favorite McRib contains a premium cut of pork. The plaintiffs say they bought the sandwich on the assumption that it was actual rib meat. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. In Kansas, wheat rust is more than just a farm concern. It's a major threat to the state's multi-billion dollar economy. This fungal disease, especially stripe rust, can slash yields by up to 40% if left unchecked. K-State wheat pathologist Kelsey Anderson Onofre goes a little bit more in detail if this is something that we should be concerned about in the state of Kansas, or if this is normal.
Well, I would say this is atypical. So it's not the first time that we've seen a big fall outbreak, but this is atypical. So every, you know, maybe 5 years, we'll have a year like this where we do have a heavy either leaf rust or sometimes stripe rust infection in the fall. And we can have all of the rusts active in the fall. And that does happen. I think the key thing there is it doesn't necessarily predict how bad it's going to be in the spring. So some years that might translate into a little more winter survival here in Kansas and some earlier infections in the spring. And some years, it might not, right? We might have a dry, cool spring and not have any issues going into the wheat crop, right? So really kind of the key message here is we're just going to have to wait and see in the spring. We're going to have to, you know, be on top of scouting our wheat crop early, right around green up, and make sure, you know, if we do have any of those infections that overwinter, that we can catch that early and make a decision about those earlier fungicide applications. Otherwise, right, if it doesn't survive the winter here, we get some good hard freezes and a lot of that tissue dies off, then like every other year, we'll have to watch rusts work their way up from Texas right through Oklahoma and to us in the spring. And of course, at K-State, we'll put out lots of alerts and warnings about that as that happens through the spring so it doesn't catch us off guard.
Once again, that's K-State wheat pathologist Kelsey Anderson Onofre. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. This year, wheat specialists have already started receiving calls and questions involving infections of rust in Kansas wheat. K-State wheat pathologist Kelsey Anderson Onofre discusses what she is hearing and talking about with growers.
It's a weird time of year to talk about wheat rusts, right? We're usually thinking more about this in the spring, but this was one of those more rare years where we saw a lot of leaf rust through the fall. So as a reminder, we have three main rusts in Kansas: leaf rust, that's our more brown rust, stem rust, and then of course stripe rust, right? Our orange rust.
Onofre explains what conditions have contributed to more leaf rust than normal.
This year we started getting calls early in the fall about some higher than normal leaf rust pressure, and that extended through the fall because of some of our fall conditions, right? We had warm, wet weather through the fall, and that really favors that leaf surface wetness and rust development. So as a reminder, leaf rust can actually survive over the summer. So after harvest, we can actually have leaf rust surviving locally over the summer in volunteer wheat. And if we plant our fall crop early and it's warm and wet, that leaf rust can move into the fall established wheat crop and continue to develop really through the fall. And I think we saw some pretty bad outbreaks this year in our fall wheat crop.
She says what her treatment recommendations are and what should happen to the infection in winter.
Normally, we don't recommend a fungicide application for those fall infections of leaf rust, right? If you did apply a fungicide seed treatment before planting, that can help, right? So you may have noticed if you had a seed treated field, you might have had lower leaf rust pressure, or if you had a variety out with leaf rust resistance, you might have had less pressure as well. But really what we expect is those fields, most of that tissue will die off in the winter, right? So again, leaf rust survives in green tissue, but we do have an increased chance of some of that leaf rust surviving, especially if we get some snow and we have continuous snow cover, and it may kick off an infection early in the spring. We might have a higher chance of having early leaf rust infections in the spring, and it could be one of those years where that early fungicide application program might be beneficial, right? It's going to be a watch and wait type of situation.
That was K-State wheat pathologist Kelsey Anderson Onofre on what she'll be keeping an eye on in wheat for this spring. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Good run of cattle for today's sale at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sale. It'll begin at 10:30 with 70 black steers weighing 650 to 775, 71 black steers 600 to 725, 44 black and red steers and heifers weighing 6 to 750, 16 red steers and heifers 6 to 725, 20 black heifers replacement quality weighing 7 to 750, 40 black steers and heifers 5 to 7, 14 black heifers 6.5 to 7, 25 black heifers 6.5 to 750, 10 black steers and heifers 7 to 800 pounds, 12 black steers and heifers weighing 5 to 650, 45 black steers and heifers 6 to 8, 18 black steers 5.5 to 750, 5 black heifers 5.5 to 6, 15 black and red heifers 6 to 700 pounds, 12 black and red steers 6 to 650, 64 black, red, and Charolais steers and heifers weighing 5.5 to 675, 26 black and red steers and heifers 6 to 725, 10 black steers and heifers weighing 6 to 7, 12 black bulls and heifers weighing 450 to 5 and a quarter, and 15 black steers and heifers at 5 to 600 pounds. Those early consignment listings, sale time of 10:30 today, Beatrice 77 stock sales.
Few things are more comforting on a cold winter day than a savory bowl of soup. Some fun soup facts and observance of National Soup Month on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, January 5th, the fifth day of the year. Folk singer Iris DeMint shares a birthday with actor Bradley Cooper, and construction of the Golden Gate Bridge began on this day in 1933. The coldest month of the year also happens to be coincidentally National Soup Month. While you're slurping, here's a few fun soup facts to ponder. A restaurant in Thailand has been serving the same perpetual stew since the mid-1970s. The beef broth is added to each day. Legend has it that Frank Sinatra had chicken and rice soup before every stage performance. Those soup can paintings by Andy Warhol, it's said they were inspired by his lunch every day for 20 years. And according to the Campbell's Company, America's favorite soup remains chicken noodle to the tune of hundreds of millions of cans each year. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY and 35 degrees this hour. Mild weather continues, middle to upper 50s today, near 60 tomorrow. We could top 60 Wednesday.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs wrapped up their regular season for 2025 and 2026 with their final loss on Sunday as they were on the road taking on the Las Vegas Raiders, where they ended up losing 14-12, putting the Kansas City Chiefs at a final overall record for the season at 6-11. The Las Vegas Raiders only having 3 victories through the entire season, their final one coming from the Chiefs. It was a slow game overall, with the Chiefs only putting on 168 yards total for the game, with 84 passing yards, 84 rushing yards, having 10 first downs and going 3-for-17 in third down efficiency. The Chiefs now shift gears for the NFL draft coming up in April before getting ready for the upcoming 26th NFL season, with only 5 years left at their current Arrowhead Stadium before moving to the Kansas side of the line. In college basketball, the number 17 Jayhawks ended up falling to the UFC Knights with an 81-75 loss. They're back in action on Tuesday with a quick turnaround as they're back at home taking on TCU. That tip off at 8 p.m. Mid-America Network Sports.
High school basketball teams tipped off 2026 with action Friday as the Hanover girls took Frankfort 53-30. Axtell ran past Washington County 60-11. Centralia over Clifton Clyde 40-29. Lynn topped Donova West 57-49. And Blue Valley beat Onega 40-31. In boys play, Hanover handled Frankfort 72-41. Axtell over Washington County 68-28. Centralia over Clifton Clyde 63-45. Lynn fell to Donova West 51-49. And Blue Valley defeats Onega 59-43.
In the battle of the Wildcats on a Friday night from Frankfort, it was the Hanover Wildcats that swept the Frankfort Wildcats in both girls and boys action. In our first game of the night, the Hanover girls handled the Frankfort 53-30. In that contest, leading scorer was freshman Inslee Stahlbaumer with 13 points as Hanover jumped out to a 12-3 first quarter lead and never looked back en route their 53-30 victory over Frankfort. Hanover girls now 5-1, 2-0 in league play, while Frankfort girls are now 5-6, 1-2 in league play. In our second contest, it was kind of the same as the Hanover boys jumped out on Frankfort boys 22-7 in the first quarter en route to a 72-41 victory for Hanover. Frankfort boys were led by Peyton Adams with 13 points in the losing effort, but it was 3 Wildcat triple digits led by Braylon Mine, 15 points, while Tanner Byrne and Kater Cohorse both pitched in double digits en route to Hanover 72-41 victory over Frankfort. Hanover boys now undefeated at 6-0 on the season, 2-0 in league play, while Frankfort boys dropped to 7-4 and 2-1 in league play. Again, Hanover girls over Frankfort girls 53-30, while Hanover boys are over Frankfort boys 72-41 on a Friday night from Frankfort. Reporting for KNDY Radio, this has been Mac Lapp.
Marysville Bulldog Basketball at Centralia Monday. Girls and boys action live on AM 1570, FM 94.1, on air, online, and on our free mobile app.
KNDY.